My name is Brian Nash, and starting November 25th, I'll be hosting a new podcast called How We Got Here. In each episode, I will be bringing to life the stories of our Atlantic Canadian ancestors. Whether you are a longtime family historian, or just thinking of putting together your family tree for the first time, this is the podcast you need to listen to. The Not-So-Sinister Family Secret of My Granny Anderson. A story I recently uncovered in my research and investigation involves my sweet old great-grandmother, whom we all refer to as Granny Anderson. She's my maternal father's mother. She's my most recent direct ancestor to immigrate to Canada. She arrived from Scotland in 1905. She died when I was 9, and I dearly remember her as the sweetest, dear old lady. If you remember Granny from the old Tweety Bird Looney Tunes show, you'll have a clear picture of how I remember her looking. Her father was a miner in Scotland, as was her older brother, and they both arrived with her here and her mother in 1905. They settled in Donkin, or as it was referred to at the time as Dominion Number 6. The communities in Cape Breton were often referred to the collier number of the local mine. It was a mining town, and she married a miner. It was a hard life, and money would have been tight, as her parents brought her here to start a new life. In my research, I came across what I believed to be the passenger list of the steamship she came over on. From later Canadian census information, I knew 1905 was the year she arrived. I also knew her parents' names from her 1910 marriage registration. I had found out on that on the Nova Scotia Vital Statistics website. They were Robert and Elizabeth Baxter. They were listed as passengers as well as a John Baxter. So when I found the registry, I was pretty sure it was her. There was one problem, though. She would have been older than mentioned, though her birth year was a little ambiguous from looking at records. Her 1910 marriage information had her being 19 at the time of her marriage, making her birth year 1890, though the 1911 census, a year later, had her as being married, but now only 18 years, which would make her birth year 1892. And this is consistent with the following census and future voters list I've seen, and even her headstone. My problem was, she was listed as a 11 on the passenger list, which would have made neither of those previous years the date where she was born, but rather 1894. So I was pretty sure it was her, despite the age difference. The rest of the evidence seemed to point to it being her. I was later able to confirm it even more after I got a hold of a 1901 Scottish census that listed her family and had her older brother John. As I mentioned, he was also a passenger. So I got to wondering why the age difference. So from a little research, I found out some passenger ships charged more money for a passenger over 12. Granny was small when I knew her and short of stature, and I'm sure she could have passed for a year or two younger at that age. So my supposition, and this is what seems to make it an amusing story to me, and I've chosen to believe it because I don't have any live witnesses that can dispute it, and I'm pretty comfortable with it. It seems to fit the facts. I believe that being Scots and keeping up with that stereotype of Scots being cheap, they wanted to save a few pounds. So they fudged her age by 2 years. Can you blame them? Every penny that they had saved coming over was more money they would have had as a family for when they arrived. So I started thinking of this idea and shared my thoughts with others. And I remembered a story my wife tells of her parents not celebrating her 3rd birthday or even telling her she turned 3 in December of 1979 because they had a trip planned in the early new year to visit family in Louisiana. and the threshold for paying a fare was two and under. And her parents, though not being Scots or immigrant workers, still valued the savings, so they wanted to ensure she wouldn't tell any of the airline workers she was three, so they just didn't tell her. And what three-year-old watches the calendar that much that they would realize it? She did eventually have a third birthday, and as far as I can tell, she has been scarred by the experience, though she has mentioned it a few times. So I talked to her about this idea of my great-great-grandparents misinforming the steamer line of her age, and my wife reminded me, if people, as surely her parents weren't the only ones to have ever thought of this, were doing this as recently as 1980, when it was easier to do because there wasn't all the security and ID required when we travel today, how much easier it would have been to do 75 years earlier in 1905, when nobody carried ID and nobody probably asked. It's stories like this that help paint a picture of the people who make up our families and make up the fabric of our culture. It's stories like this that just gives me a little insight into my own family and the people who lived in her time. And these are the stories I'll be asking you to share for each episode of How We Got Here. If you have a story about an ancestor you would like to share, send me an email at storytellers@howwegothere.ca. I want to hear from you, and I know others would like to hear your stories as well. So remember, subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform and join me November 25th as I launch this new podcast. Our first episode is aptly titled Beginnings, where I'll be having conversations with people like you about how they got started in becoming a family historian.